On Super Bowl Sunday, thousands of worshippers may find that the morning sermon will be about porn. As NPR's Barbara Bradley Haggerty reports, it's the latest move by religious groups to tackle an X-rated subject.
With the big game happening only a few miles away, a lot of members of Presence Church in Addison, Texas, will be thinking football on Sunday morning, so the video sermon featuring NFL players will feel appropriate. What might surprise them is the subject, pornography.
No one knew that my problem was this bad.
I would go home and I would sit there and the laptop and I would have a conversation and I would battle with not even wanting to open it up. Not even want to check emails because I knew where it might lead me.
I mean, you go to MSN or CNN or MSNBC and see, you know, this, and it leads you to a link to this, and pretty soon I'm into this world that I never really knew existed.
Former players Eric Bowles and Josh McCown and John Kitna, a quarterback for the Dallas Cowboys, are among several players who described their struggle to resist pornography. More than 300 evangelical pastors are expected to show the video. Presence Church pastor Stephen Curlin hopes the video will help break a taboo.
And I think that opens up others to say, well, I'm not only going to give this a listen, but I might actually begin to feel a little more free to talk about this because these guys are willing to talk about it.
Pornography, says Craig Gross, is the elephant in the pew.
The statistics say that 48% of Christian families are dealing with the issue of pornography in their home. I would say the other 52% are just unaware of it being an issue in their house.
Gross, who produced the video, is founder of XXXChurch.com, a Christian ministry that tries to help people resist pornography. He says his website has as many as 300,000 visitors a week, but churches are squeamish.
The reality is most churches are too scared to talk about this, I believe because pastors themselves are struggling with this.
54% of pastors have looked at pornography in the past year, according to a survey by Rick Warren's website, Pastors.com. Gross says evangelicals have plenty to say about sexual morality, but when it comes to pornography, they need to do more than lob arguments.
And instead of the church boycotting or picketing or legislating against pornography, if the church would just stop consuming pornography, we'd put a big dent in the porn industry.
That's what Gross is trying to do with online forums and workshops. Gross says a million people have downloaded free software that monitors where you go online and sends a report to a friend or spouse. The evangelical church is not alone, says Michael Gardner. He oversees a pornography addiction program for the Church of Latter-day Saints. He says about a decade ago, the Mormon church leadership started hearing stories about the effect of pornography on families. Gardner estimates about one out of three Mormon couples who seek marriage counseling have a pornography problem.
They may come in because they're just, you know, they claim they're just having marital problems. But as we dig a little bit deeper, we find that, you know, there may have been some pornography use and the spouse found out, and then that created a betrayal and a trust, which then compounded other problems that they were having.
Gardner says the church hosts more than 250 12-step meetings each week, focused exclusively on pornography. Even some very Orthodox Jews now struggle with pornography. They used to shun the internet, but now 80% have internet access, and that has opened up whole new opportunities, says Yaakov Gold.
Never in history have we had such a situation where everyone basically has a whorehouse in their home, in their privacy of their office when no one's around, you know?
Gold founded the website Guard Your Eyes 3 years ago. The site has anonymous forums, tips from therapists, and offers 12-step meetings on the phone 3 times a day. He says rabbis, teachers, ordinary observant Jews write in, desperate about their obsession.
These people dress outwardly religious. They keep all of God's commandments. But inside, they feel they're living this double life. They can't stop these behaviors.
But because of that religious guilt, Gold says believers are willing to reach out for help at a much earlier stage. Barbara Bradley Haggerty, NPR News.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.